people are starting to understand that we can't continue to fund the arts through philanthropy. It's just not sustainable. It's not sustainable here. It's not sustainable anywhere. So, you know, I'm hoping that 5 years from now, we'll be back here talking about how the arts were funded differently than they are right now.
Welcome to Creative MKE, a podcast production from Imagine MKE. I'm your host, Elizabeth Gasparka. Each episode, we feature conversations with arts leaders in Milwaukee and beyond who are impacting Milwaukee's arts, culture, and creative industries. We explore the cultural assets that make our community so special and opportunities to help Milwaukee become a more vibrant city for all. Join us as we delve into topics including the urgent need for funding for the arts in Wisconsin and Milwaukee, how arts organizations and creative entrepreneurs are fueling our economy, public art projects, and much more. Welcome to another special episode of Creative MKE, featuring arts leader conversations recorded at Washington Park Media Center back in January. As with last week's episode, these leaders came together from the nonprofit, private, and public sector to discuss the strengths and opportunities they see within Milwaukee's creative culture. To spark the conversation, each guest selected and responded to a set of randomly chosen, pre-populated prompts and questions from the glowing bowl. Today, in this next portion of the discussion, you'll hear from Angela Damiani, CEO of Milwaukee, Peggy Williams-Smith, CEO of Visit Milwaukee, Joe Peschel, Director of Engagement of Milwaukee Tech Hub Coalition, and Kevin Galinto, President and CEO of the Marcus Performing Arts Center.
Great. Are you ready?
All right, I'll grab one. What cultural assets make us special? I can start, obviously, that we have so many cultural assets that define what Milwaukee is and what makes us so great. And just recently undergoing a branding process, we got to ask hundreds of Milwaukeeans what they thought our best cultural assets were. And it typically starts with water. People love the fact that we have access to, are on, close to, use so much, are able to build business around water. So I think that's one of our most important cultural assets.
I'm trying to think of one I think. Well, you have to pick your own cultural asset, don't you?
Well, yes, there are many cultural assets in the city, including the Marcus Performing Arts Center. I actually was going to say, I think it's the creativity and the collaboration among all artists and among arts institutions in the city. It's a really pretty remarkable town of partnership, and I think that feeds the creativity exceptionally.
I'm going to say something I think maybe goes against the way that these questions get answered. I think it's the fact that we have four proper seasons. I know we're like standing in 19 degree weather and it's, you know, the heart of winter, but I think the fact that we get to have the full range of seasonality is a unique thing that I don't know that we totally capitalize on, but it's one of my favorite parts about being here in Milwaukee.
I do see that, and I hear that all the time from people who come here mm-hmm. to visit and to live. Mm-hmm. They love it. Last weekend was a blizzard on Friday night. Most things in the city canceled. We had a volleyball tournament, people coming in from four different states, and they all came.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
That's incredible. And I've lived in some different places, and I guess, like, I have to be near water. I'm just going to plus one that one. It's so important. But I will say, kind of going in this theme of some of those natural resources that lend themselves to the cultural significance of the city, is our park system. Just to be so close to so much green and so much life and such diversity that is there is just, I've never been in a park in Milwaukee that doesn't leave me feeling like there's a vibrancy and a new energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the city itself, I think, you know, I went to school here a long time ago, and so I'm coming back. So I've only been back for 6 months, but I've been coming back over many, many years. And to see the evolution of the city and the actual nature of, you know, how the city has evolved. And I agree with you, the parks, absolutely. And I do think the lakefront is this amazing asset. And I had this wonderful experience of, we had a cast party for, we have, you know, Broadway tours coming through, and we had To Kill a Mockingbird, and there's some really wonderful talent in there. And they were talking to me about, they had wandered around the city and they never had been to Milwaukee before. And it wasn't just blowing smoke saying, oh, I'm happy to be here. They were describing where they had gone. I went up Wisconsin Avenue and I went to the Art Museum and the War Memorial and up the lakefront. And they were all really taken aback at how beautiful the city actually is. And they had no idea.
Well, that's phenomenal. Did you get that on tape or in writing that I can use?
I probably said it about 30 times because I want everybody to know it.
Turn that into a commercial, please.
I know you and I had this conversation just the other day, the fantastic food in Milwaukee. Mm. There is some just incredible, like, hidden gem restaurants. I love when I have friends come and visit this city and I get to go, okay, what are you in the mood for right now? Because Milwaukee's got it. It's not going to be as expensive as you pay elsewhere, but it's probably going to be way better. And you can also get a cheese curd appetizer wherever you go.
So right. It's like cheese on every menu.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, cheese in different ways. Pepper Pot has the best cheese curds, and their taste, their take on it is completely different than anyone else on the north side. So
yeah,
We are fortunate to have numerous. I think when I wrote the list out in my notes, we have pages of what we call fact sheets that we give our team when they're learning about Milwaukee, when they're selling Milwaukee, and our fact sheets have gone from 5 pages to 50 pages of just the amazing things that we have. I mean, 15 museums downtown. There's not many other cities that have that type of dedication to arts and culture that we have in a city that's so affordable and so walkable.
Yeah, I think the bigger theme is that we just punch above our weight in so many,
right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In every category, whether it's like the food scene, or the actual, like, natural amenities, the cultural institutions, like, way more than you would anticipate.
Mm-hmm. And the parks, you're right. We hear all the time. So we have people who take calls at our visitor centers, at our office, and the number one thing people ask about is our parks.
Yeah.
People who don't live here, because they don't realize we're on water.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know that they're going to see this big, huge lake when they come in.
All right, should I do the next one? In what ways is Milwaukee a creative community on the rise?
I think there are so many new young creatives all throughout the city who are making art and collaborating together. And there's a lot of groups that are working with young people to give them the ability to develop their skills and their talents. And I think that's what makes it really exciting. And we have an opportunity, we do a lot of community work and work with a lot of small arts groups. And they're really vibrant and they're really creative and have high levels of skill. And I think I start to see them coming together. And you know, when artists come together is when the real, you know, magic arises.
I almost feel like there's a necessity to innovate here so that you can make that splash that not only has the splash here, but also gets outside of Milwaukee. And so there's almost this like background voice that says, take it one step further, do it a little bit bigger, do a little bit differently, collaborate in a way that like accelerates the message or you know, whatever vision you have for what you're creating. And that in and of itself makes for just something different. And that punches above the weight thing really resonates.
I will say, speaking to your four seasons, someone once told me, and I think this was in a podcast that we did for Imagine MKE, that the reason why we have so many creatives here is because of the four seasons.
Oh.
And that it gets so cold that during that time you hibernate and it gives you all of this time to do all of this creation because you don't want to be outside in the cold. I don't know if that's true, but I think that that's... It ties in with what you said earlier.
I love that. Yeah, I think you're right. There's like a time when you're actually like able to hunker down.
Right.
You know what I mean? Use all that energy in a new way. I think maybe take this in a different direction. I think sometimes when we think about our creative class, we think just about artists or, you know what I mean, the performing arts centers. Of course, mainstay as it relates to that. But I'm really well connected to the Milwaukee founder community. And when I think about creatives who are building something from nothing, I'm really excited to see how that group is forming, the ways in which they're like convalescing to be able to share resources, to be able to help one another find funding. There's just this like new buzz around our founder class mm-hmm. as well that, you know, I think sometimes gets separated from like, oh, the artists are over here, but at the end of the day, an artist is also an entrepreneur, right? Like they're starting their own small business, even if they end up working as like an individual, you know, sole proprietor.
And I agree, because I think that we've expanded arts beyond just what people traditionally think of as arts. Mm-hmm. You know, culinary arts was not part of this group, and I know that they've been embraced by it as well. So I think that we really, and I don't know if this happens in other places, because I'm, you know, maybe Kevin, you can talk about it, but I'm from here, born here, raised here. So I don't know if other communities take their creative economy and expand it beyond just what you think of as traditional art.
Yeah, it does happen.
Does
but,
it?
Yeah, but that, but mm-hmm. it shows you that we're there with everyone else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because I do think the culinary arts are a big part of it. And also embedding sport with art has
sure.
Happened. You know, using technology in art has become really, really big. And it's big here, too, you know, when you can see it growing. And mm-hmm. and I think it'll continue to evolve. Okay. How do you see more investment in the arts and culture and creative industries?
How do you see more?
More investment.
I mean, we need more.
Yeah, well, we do. We do. I will say, and honestly, coming from two other larger cities, I think the philanthropic community here is really robust and really generous.
Fourth in the nation.
Yeah, and so, you know, and they have taken on a large burden of making sure that we have the creativity that we have in the city. I do see, and I hope, with some of the changes in funding that have happened at the state level to allow the city and the county to do more financially for its citizens, that maybe some of that will go back into the arts as well, because, you know, arts, we know arts education actually fosters a creative workforce, creative people, and adds to learning in general. So I think there needs to be some additional funding on the government level.
Excited about what Create Wisconsin is doing in that vein, really, like trying to expand beyond the idea of like supporting artists into this idea of the creative economy and what does it mean to have that intersectionality of like creativity and the actual economy. I think, you know, the more we can kind of like help people understand that that's investing in the arts is actually also economic development, mm-hmm. that I think really changes the game.
Yeah.
And it adds and compounds to what you're saying about it being really workforce development, mm-hmm. too.
Absolutely.
I agree. I mean, it is economic development. And I love the things that Create Wisconsin is doing. And I think that people are starting to understand how important that we can't continue to fund the arts through philanthropy. It's just not sustainable. It's not sustainable here. It's not sustainable anywhere. So, you know, I'm hoping that in 5 years from now, we'll be back here talking about how the arts were funded differently than they are right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In thinking about community building, I'm always impressed and inspired by those that invest in one another. Support the work that someone else is doing, collaborate together, purchase that thing that you created, you purchase the thing that I created, and finding that type of mutual benefit within the Milwaukee community, I think is incredibly strong here.
You know, and I love that point because that's what we do, mm-hmm. right? We use local filmmakers. We use the local creative economy when creating things to sell our city. And I think that that shows the investment. And if there were other ways to take advantage of maybe some tax incentives, if we were doing that, that might also be helpful as well.
In this next portion of the discussion, you'll hear from Adam Bratz, Executive Director at Imagine MKE, Lafayette Crump, the City of Milwaukee Commissioner of City Development, Daniel Murray, Founder and Creative Director of Fuzz Pop Workshop, and Angela Damiani, CEO of Milwaukee.
My name's Adam Bratz with Imagine MKE. My name is Daniel Murray, founder and creative director of Fuzz Pop Workshop.
Lafayette Crump, Fuzz Pop Workshop enthusiast. Yeah. And commissioner of city development for the city of Milwaukee.
Angela Damiani, I'm the CEO of Milwaukee. So pick a prompt from the bowl.
All right. In what ways is Milwaukee a creative community on the rise?
I think people have a sense that whatever they think they can get done, whatever it is they want to achieve, that they can do it in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. That this is a place where you don't have some of the barriers you might experience in other communities. And there's not a, a thought that, well, you have to pay your dues. That idea isn't going to float until you've been doing it for 10 years or until you go through certain gatekeepers. So that is a sense that I think exists in a lot of fields in Milwaukee, and particularly I think in the art space where you already have folks who are being creative and thinking about how to be creative, not just in their work, but also in to solve problems and make their work accessible to people.
I'm a part of a group called the Milwaukee Founders Community, and there's a subsect of the group that's just female lifestyle entrepreneurs, right? So not folks going after the traditional VC front. Most of them have started their businesses in the last 3 years as a reaction to the pandemic. They decided, enough with my corporate job, it's too hard to manage. I mean, we all watch the national narratives around the, what did they call it? The she session, like the female recession and the corporate workplaces. And there's this enclave of female founders here in Milwaukee who are like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make candles, or I'm going to open a photo studio, or I'm going to do graphic design, not for my corporate job, but for myself as my own little agency. And so that, like, you know, trend that we're seeing, I think, is where I feel the most energy on the rise. Like, it's individuals, and it isn't just female founders. You see that across the constituency, but deciding, like you're saying, Lafayette, to just start, start something new. And even if it's more business-minded, I think there's something really generative and creative about that. And I think there's something about Milwaukee that makes it accessible, you know what I mean? To decide that's how I'm going to, like, pursue my life moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're sitting here in the Washington Park Media Center, you know, brand new operation. And there are, you know, a bunch of really exciting new projects, Mitchell Street Arts, all things, you know, that have grown up in the last year or so. Big projects that are supporting the arts community, the creative community, that are collaborative in big ways, too. And I'll say I'm one of those people, you know, it's starting to, you know, COVID got a lot of wheels turning. What do I want to be doing? And, you know, I'm one of those people. Left California, came back to Milwaukee, started a new creative venture. And it's been amazing. I mean, there's been so much support, and it's been possible to do something like that in Milwaukee. Living in California in the Bay Area out there, no way I could have really pursued that. You know, it's just logistically expensive, all of this kind of thing. But in Milwaukee, there's a community of support. It's feasible, you know, and it's been a wild ride.
It's like the feeling of possibility that you alluded to, and the lack of some barriers. We still have challenges, as many cities of our size, but the lack of barriers to creatives just being boundlessly creative. I was speaking with a photographer this morning. It's a for-profit creative business that he started during COVID. And he has built an insanely successful business. Just the week before, I was talking to somebody who makes custom knives and has built an insanely successful business out in Milwaukee. All of these people who have achieved success through hard work and through their skills and talents and their business acumen, they'll all tell you, like, this is a place where it can be done. And there weren't a lot of people telling them that it couldn't. Or that they shouldn't.
Right. All right, you pick another one.
All right. In 5 years, Milwaukee's arts and culture scene will be?
I don't know, but I'm excited to see it because I think about how much has changed in the last 5, 10, 15 years since I've been here. It's a completely different place. I mean, think about how much has been, even like, oh, I don't know, MSO having its new home, you know, like the Milwaukee Film having their own theater. You know what I mean? And hub at the Oriental. Like, so much has changed. I feel like we're on a great trajectory. I have to believe it's just going to be compounding in the next 5 years.
I think it's going to be more vibrant. It's going to be
even more democratized, and it's going to have even more public support. That has to happen. We are a city and a state who woefully underfund the arts, and there are movements to change that. And I think there's a recognition, at least within city government, that we have to play a bigger role because of things like contentment, happiness, but also because of the impact on our economy. It's like a boundless field of arts and culture, and so we really need to support those entrepreneurs, those folks who came under the She Session, did I get that? But also others, whether it be social entrepreneurs, arts-based entrepreneurs, and I so appreciate folks who start to understand that the arts is a business, and that we need to support these folks who are, perhaps amazing at the work that they do, but don't necessarily know what are the ins and outs that they have in terms of the business field to get the work done. We need people to support them. And I see more of that happening. And in 5 years, I would just expect even more of it.
I mean, again, from my personal experience, grew up in Milwaukee, went to live in California for 20 years. I think, like a lot of people, been thinking for a while about getting out of the coast and to, coming back home or coming to a different kind of scene and community. To the Fresh Coast, exactly. And I think Milwaukee really is like poised for a lot of, environmental reasons. We've got a lot of fresh water. It's affordable. It's a great place to raise a family. It's a great place to experiment and be creative. I think Milwaukee is really poised, in the next 5 years to really be a welcoming home for a lot of people trying to think about, where else could I be? Where could I build this, future and be part of a community? I'm really excited for that.
I'm speaking it into existence right now. In 5 years, the arts and culture sector in Milwaukee will be robustly supported, not just through public funding at the city, at the county, at the state level, but also through programs that support artists, that support creatives of all disciplines in the for-profit and the nonprofit world. The same. I mean, if we have anything to say about it, that's going to be our future.
Manifest it.
There are so many programs that are either specifically for for-profit businesses or specifically for nonprofits, without recognizing that sometimes there's a fine line between the two. And we do need to support both. People choose structures for varying reasons, but all of it can have an impact on our community. And of course, just because a business is a nonprofit, it is still a still a business and still impacting our community in a multitude of ways.
I got a weird one.
Okay.
It says, Milwaukee Vortex, discuss.
Milwaukee Vortex, is that the name of the soccer team?
Is that? Should we vote for that right now?
Is that when people leave and they come back?
I suppose that's more of a boomerang, but maybe the vortex is a vortex. But you get sucked in, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's part.
Yeah. All right. If we're defining it as getting sucked in.
Yeah.
I mean, that happened to me. I'm not from here. I grew up in the Bay Area. I came here 15 years ago. Met my business partner at a party. Mm-hmm. He had a crazy idea. And then I don't know. I kept thinking, well, I'll give this like 6 months and then I'll probably bounce. Mm-hmm. And I had a decade and a half later, married, two kids, a couple of businesses, real estate. Like it just happened. I don't know. It sucked me in a way that now I can't imagine not living here. And my husband's not from here either, actually. Funnily, it took us like a couple years into having children before I realized like, oh my God, our kids are going to be from Milwaukee. it hadn't dawned on me that like they're going to tell other people like I'm from Milwaukee. You know what I mean?
Moving back here, it was very weird when like the first time my kid said Waukesha, I was like, I never thought I would hear that word, that kind of word come out of your mouth. But now you're like a local. It's like, whoa, it was pretty mind blowing. But yeah, same. I mean, my wife's from Orange County, days like today when it's very cold out, it's, questions come up, but we love raising our family here. Everything's convenient and close. I mean, it's a rat race and grueling living out in the Bay Area. That's where we were too.
Affordable.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and that just opens up so many possibilities for a career, for a family, for, you know, all kinds of things that you can get involved in the community. So, yeah, I think that's a big draw.
If you haven't visited in a while, you ask, how do we get them back? You know, think about, we've all probably brought visitors to Milwaukee, and there's been not a person that I've had visit Milwaukee for years who hasn't just been excited about what they've seen here. And some of that is what we've always had, but some of that's what we've built over the last several years. So the Boomerangs, they got to come back and take a look, come spend some time here. And I think they'll be pleasantly surprised.
And I think that's it. That's really the key. And it's incumbent upon us to make that pitch, because the narrative about Milwaukee nationally for people who haven't been here, there's an idea about what Milwaukee is and what Milwaukee isn't. And then people get here and they're like, this is not what I expected. They're pleasantly surprised. It punches above its weight, whatever colloquialism you want to use.
I'd say to the Boomerangs, you know, as a Boomerang, I couldn't wait to get out of Milwaukee, go somewhere cooler, you know, go to LA, live in San Francisco, Oakland. But as I got older, started realizing, I'm living in these cities, but am I really even taking advantage of what's there? You know, that's so far away. It's so expensive. Like, all of these other complications in life made it like I'm paying to be in a city where that's there, but I can't even really take advantage of that. And in a city like Milwaukee, I remember my wife and I moved here, went to a concert at the Cactus Club. You know, you're like shaking hands with the singer right there. It's like, and it's $15, you know, you're not paying through the nose to do anything. And you can be part of the scene. And I think especially if you want to build something, you know, if you're a creative who wants to come back and build something, you can actually do that. I mean, to a person, everyone I've talked to says yes, like, let's do this. Let's collaborate. You've got to meet this other person who would be really interested in this idea you're talking about. People are excited to get things going here. They don't turn their nose up at ideas. You know, they want that energy and excitement, and they share that and want to collaborate on that. It's been amazing.
Elizabeth chiming in here. Thanks for listening to our Arts Leader Conversations. To wind down this special episode, please enjoy a montage of our guests responding to the prompt, "Describe Milwaukee's arts, culture, and creative industries in one word or phrase."
Collaborative. Boundless. Rising.
Inspiring.
Vibrant.
That is exciting. It's really exciting.
There you go.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, like, subscribe, or leave a rating and review. Follow Imagine MKE on socials to hear and see more Milwaukee arts stories, learn about arts events and opportunities, and to receive arts advocacy news and alerts. To get involved or learn more about the work of Imagine MKE, visit us on the web. Creative MKE is produced and edited by me, Elizabeth Gasparka, with support from Adam Bratz. The season's episodes were recorded in downtown Milwaukee and in Washington Heights with support from the good folks at PodCamp Media and the Washington Park Media Center. Our show's music is by Bobby Drake. Additional audio support provided by Think Tank and Silver City Studios. Thank you to WUWM for the opportunity to broadcast Creative MKE on the radio. And thanks to the Shepherd Express for their ongoing partnership. For more than 40 years, Shepherd Express has proudly advocated for arts and culture in the Milwaukee area. You can hear more podcasts like this one at shepherdexpress.com.